morning. I have another ILC flashback for you, similar to last week. September 8th was the anniversary date of the opening of our high school. Well, yesterday, September 16th, was the 50th anniversary date for the opening of our college and seminary. On September 16th, 1959, the students and teachers of Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary had a special opening service and began their classes. The college enrollment that year was 11. Seminary enrollment that year was 2. Some things haven't changed, I guess. At the end of the first school year, June 3rd, 1960, the graduates included the following from what was called the religion program. David Menton. We know who that is. From the teacher training program, Henry Hasse, Richard Ullman. From the pre-theology program, Micah's grandfather, Dale Redland. Brent's dad, Gene Schreier. The lone seminary graduate was Cliff Keeney, who later became professor here and taught me in the college and seminary departments, as well as he did with many other CLC pastors. And I live in his greenhouse. Now, I don't bring all that up to wax nostalgic or give you a blast from the past, or even to simply mention the 50th anniversary of our church and school. Anniversary celebrations will be the most meaningful when we look past the milestones, the names of the people, the details, and trace the gift all the way back to the giver, all the way back to His grace. Our God has truly blessed us with Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary. Not only that, these two departments have been a fulfillment of God's will, a modern day example of a pattern that goes back to the New Testament. When I read the text of 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, you should listen for the transfer that goes across four layers of people, maybe even four generations, and realize the Apostle Paul writes to Pastor Timothy, "The things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." From Paul to Timothy, to faithful men whose names we don't know, to others taught by those men. That sounds very close to a scenario that began 50 years ago. Professor Edmund Rhine to seminary student graduate Cliff Keeney, who as professor taught me so that I could teach others in my congregations and eventually here, pre-theology and seminary students at ILC. And the same pattern applies to the teacher of teachers in our ILC education program. Our church body, the CLC, is not a large church body at all. If we were to gather all the CLC members into one place, we would be a city bigger than Altoona, probably. But smaller than Chippewa Falls, not that large. There are smaller Lutheran church bodies which have suffered from a problem that we, by the grace of God, don't have. These little groups took a doctrinal stand, broke away from a larger synod, organized themselves under a certain name, but failed to provide for themselves a way to train future pastors and teachers. They don't have their own version of Emmanuel, and as a result, they don't last. There is no doubt that the 50-year existence of the CLC is tied very closely to the 50-year existence of ILC. Or to say it another way, ILC has been very good for the CLC. Okay, well, how does that affect you? How have you benefited personally from, not the high school, but Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary? If you're a student in either department, I think you know the answer. If you're a teacher, likewise. What if you're in high school? Well, think of the pastor who confirmed you. Or your home pastor right now. Chances are the man came from here. 80% of our CLC pastors are graduates of this seminary. And the same thing could be said about our day school teachers. I have a second question. How can you help the cause of Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary? If you're a teacher or student in those departments, the list is long, I suppose. If you're not, there are still things you can do. First of all, let's all appreciate what God has given us on this campus. Value especially the treasure of His Word, the rich gospel of Christ that He has placed among us. Thank the Lord for that. And while you're thanking Him, keep the prayer going. Ask the Lord to keep blessing what the profs teach, what the students learn, what the vicars do, like David Pfeiffer at Messiah right now, or what the practice teachers will do when they go out to the day schools. Pray the Lord of the harvest that He will send future laborers to this harvest school. New students in our pre-theology and education programs. And while you're asking for that, make it personal to yourself. You ask the Lord to help you sort out, according to His will, whether you should go down the path of potentially becoming a day school teacher or a pastor one day. If that path truly is not for you, well, think of others. Not only to pray for them, but to encourage. Encourage that friend who strikes you as good teacher material. Encourage that male classmate who seems to have the gifts suited for the pastoral ministry. I think ahead to a day when Emmanuel will also need the support of your offerings. Well, that day won't matter unless something else continues to bless us. Back to our text. What's the first thing said? The things that you have heard from me, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Our 50-year existence as a church body that has stuck with the truth so far, our 50-year existence as a school, blessed in the same way, have not been the result of human effort. Super smart people, diligent, faithful pastors, teachers, and students grinding it out. Oh no. They have been the result of God being gracious, the truth making its impact, the Spirit working on the inside. We still need that grace and truth and Spirit as much as ever. And so we turn to our Lord, thanking Him, our heavenly Emmanuel, for blessing this earthly Emmanuel. Amen. We conclude today singing hymn 640. We'll sing all the stanzas except three, stanzas 1, 2, and 4 of 640. Thank you.